Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Nechagito Bas Reb Chaim Tzvi, Cholano Ben Meleha, Dabra Avram Ben Marasena Miriam, Yosef Tzvi Marasena Miriam, Nerusar Bas Marasena Miriam, Cholano Ben Meleham, Rambam in the sixth parak of Hilchos Mamrim, the tenth halacha writes, Mishenitra Fadaitu Shalavim Shalimo, somebody whose mother or father became senile, should try his best to act towards them according to their understanding, according to their needs, until mercy is placed upon them. If he can't do it because they just won't go too crazy, so he should just go and tell other people to take care of them. The Chayavid writes, "Ein zo aron achona is nishkarecht. It's not correct. If he leaves, who's he going to command to take care of them?" So you have machlekes here between the Rambam and the Chayavid. If one's parents go crazy, go to senile, unfortunately, very common today, dementia and Alzheimer's, and all these different marin bishin, mamish marin bishin. So what do you do? Was tutman? So the Rambam says, try to take care of them. It's the most honorable thing to do. And if you can't, then go. You can leave. And you can put them in a home. You could hire a Filipino to take care of them. And the Rambam says, what are you talking about? You have to take care of them yourself. Who are you going to tell take care of? You have to do it yourself. Ran, in the Kiddush Naflamet Aleph on the base, brought in the case of Mishnah. Look, he also here in the Radbah. He says, Tamei on the Rambam. He says, the Rambam is not his own Sfar. The Rambam is a Sugya. Rav Asi had a mother who was old. And she said, I want jewelry made for her. I want a guy. He said, I'll look into it. I want a guy who's as handsome as you. She's basically driving him crazy. So he leaves her. He goes to Eretz Yisrael. So you see, like the Rambam, if you can't take it, you're allowed to leave. So what's that? Sagas HaRai V'Bach, Simen Reish Mem, Ke'enze, the Yam Shel Shlomo, Perek Aleph, the Kedushin Sof Simen, Samach Dalet, B'cheinu, B'tshubis, Hacham Tzvi, and Toises Chadoshim, Simen Chof. Writes, Das HaRai V'Dei, Yimei, the Reb Asi, Lanuch, Fadayt, El Zken Aysa. Well, if he shlo yochel ishtadulok baal kiltsoin ha'olech mena kadesh lo lav or yoser ha'mashim tzabu yisulecho lekaim v'mishin et fadaita l'tzorech sh'tzorech shmir yisera anadas nosenes she'enichem v'yerech lo dekeven she'enom mitzuve lekaim tzivuyam tzivuyam v'eno yorem eonish b'ovar al tzivuyam sh'rein landas im kein eno mechuya b'el ha'achil l'ashkoysen l'shom v'hechi elech lo. Says the Heiligel Bach, that what the Rav is learning is that it wasn't pshat that Rav Asi's mother went crazy. Pshat is she was very old. She wanted a husband that Rav Asi wouldn't be able to find. He was too good looking. You know, find such a handsome 90-year-old like Rav Asi. It's not happening. So Memela, he went in order that he shouldn't be over on what she was saying. You know, she would tell him to do things he was unable to do. He didn't want that to happen. So he left, but somebody whose parents literally go senile, crazy, and they need the extra shmiri, he's not allowed to leave them. He doesn't have to do what they tell him to do. He's not going to be over on any aver if he doesn't listen. They don't have das. So you have to just feed them, bathe them, take care of them. But that's if they're senile, your mom should have to take care of them. And Ravasi's mother wasn't senile, just old and she's being a little unreasonable. So there he left her because he was obligated to fulfill what she was saying. And he couldn't. She was being so unreasonable. So he left. But if their mamish go crazy, then you don't have to do anything they say. You just have to make sure to take care of them. That's the Bach. L'chayra, this is difficult. This is all based on the Torah of Marino Barbeno. The Kohen HaGadol of David Zetzal. It's mevuah midvrei Bach, shekshmeiniach et aviv, ve'olech l'makom acher, that from the Bach you see that when you leave your father and you go somewhere else, you're potter from the mitzvah of kibud avim. That's machayev you to take care of their needs, and that's why Rav Asi went away. Otherwise, what did he gain when he went away? What did he gain when he left? He's still over in kibud avim, so it must be that he's not over in kibud avim when he goes away. But l'chor, we see not like this in the Gemara Megillah 16b. Ayin sham, the Yaakovinu was nanash, and the years he wasn't in kibud avim when he was out of the house, he was out of Yitzchak's house, and he was nanash. So you see that even if you're not around, you're still nanash. According to the Bach, it comes out you're not nanash. That's why you go away. But you see that the Yaakov Avinu was punished. V'chein ayem v'sefer ki'as melech kan, v'vim tzvim v'reishis rabba, meaning Lech Lecha and Sinim Zayin, that Abraham Avinu left Terach his father, Rak Mishum Shepatra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekibud Avayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left Terach his father, only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu patered him from Mekibud Avayim. Otherwise, going somewhere else wouldn't patter you. So you see that going away doesn't patter you from Kibbutz Avim, something that Hashem told him. So according to the Bach, that she wasn't crazy, and he could have, stayed around. Well, how does it become suddenly patter when he left? Doesn't patter you from the mitzvah, Rabbi Yaakovina was punished. That according to the Bach, לכן מצד הקיום של מילוי צורכם, עדיף שישאר עמהם. כמו שכותב הרייבד. זאת אומרת, that we see that according to the Bach, not only fulfilling their needs of feeding them, giving them to drink, is an obligation because of the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim. That she could do herself, because she was not totally senile. But rather, it is the commandment itself that's mechayiv one to do what one was commanded. And since he could not fulfill her commandment, her request, her demands, so he left. And since he left, there's no longer a tzivui. And only when she becomes insane, senile, that's not considered a tzivui, that's not considered a demand. So he's not over if he hangs around. And therefore, as far as the fulfillment of their needs, it's better that he should stay around, like the Ravid says. So the problem is when she makes a demand and he's not fulfilling the demand, he's over. That's why he went away. He went away in order not to be over on not fulfilling her demand. In other words, Kibbud Avim requires that when a parent demands something of a child, some parent is mitzave, the child has to do it. And since she was asking unreasonable things, he left, and therefore there'd be no tzivui. In other words, according to the Bach, he was trying to avoid a bigger problem, Rav Asi, because she's going to be mitzave, and that's mechayev. And he didn't want to go down that path. They say today to go into that rabbit hole. He didn't want to go into that rabbit hole because she's going to be mitzave, and he's not going to be able to do it because the tzivui is mechayev to do what was mitzave, what the person was commanded. So by Yaakov Avinu, you're right, he was punished in Achinami. Going away isn't good, but I guess the Bach is learning that it's worse to remain and not fulfill the command. It's better to go away. Just if she's mamish, if the parent is mamish insane, then their command doesn't matter. And he has to stay around. Why does he have to stay around? In order to give them to eat and to drink. So Kibbutz Avim is to give them to eat and to drink and also fulfill their commands. But the commands is only if they're sane. If they're insane, he doesn't have to fulfill the commands. And therefore, Abasi wanted to run away because his mother was commanding him to find the husband he wouldn't be able to find, and he'd be over on her tzivui, and that he didn't want. It's a little difficult to understand this distinction between an unreasonable demand and a demand of a senile person. In other words, according to the Bach, if it's a demand of an unreasonable demand, he has to fulfill it. If he doesn't, he's over. But if it's a demand of an insane person, of a senile person, then he doesn't have to fulfill it. What's it between unreasonable and senile? Senile saying unreasonable things, and the unreasonable person saying unreasonable things. But Achopanim, that's the chilek of the Bach. So according to that, Adar Rabba, we don't understand the sheet of the Rabba. What does it help? Mashitziva Acherim, so he's commanding other people, and he's not going to hang around. If it's as far as kiyum atzivui, shivat kshei maim b'lo yivat kshei azvem, harei vaday tzedak apachtim m'turaf, ein chiyuv shel kiyum atzivui. But what does it help that other people should stay here? If it's as far as fulfilling their command that he won't be able to, so the Bach is correct, that if we're dealing with a sina, we're talking in the Rambam now, the Rambam's understanding that Ravasi's mother was insane. So if the person's insane, so you don't have to fulfill their tzivui, where does it help to leave? And somebody else isn't going to fulfill the tzivui, so you or somebody else isn't going to fulfill the tzivui, it's the same thing. That's a ma'ir vachta. And then on the other hand, he has to take care of them. Like the Ravid was bothered, as understood by the Drisha, Reish Mem Sivkot Beis in the Taz Sivkot Yudalid, that Maman of Shechem Efshel Tevem Ul Shemron, Hare Gam Hu Yechol Asot Kin V'Lam Yazvem. If he can take care of them, so why should he leave them? Let him stay around and feed and give them to eat and to drink and to bathe them. And if he can't, then what does it help leaving them? Who says other people are going to be able to do it? If it's impossible to do, then other people aren't going to be able to do it either. So what does it help to run away? Sometimes we don't understand Shitsa Rambam now. As far as fulfilling their command, if he's not obligated, he's not obligated. If the person is insane, and they're saying to the son to do insane things, so then he doesn't have to listen, so why run away? And as far as taking care of them, if you can take care of them, stay around and take care of them. What does it help going away? And if you're unable to take care of them, so then... meaning because somebody else won't be able to either, so then what's the point of running away? Either stay here and do it if it's doable, and if it's not doable, then who says somebody else is going to be able to do it? And if somebody else is going to be able to do it, you're able to stay around, so then stay around. What was the point of running away? So, that's the Ravid. The Ravid says, If he goes away, so who's going to be able to do it? If he's unable to do it, then what the other guy who comes is also probably going to be unable to do it. And if he's able, then he should stay around and do it. So what does the Rambam say to tell him to run away for? What is it going to help? Either do it yourself. And if it's not doable, then another guy's also not going to be able to. What's the point of running away? And if you can't do it and somebody else can do it, so then just stay around and let the other person take care of him. What do you have to leave for? So what are you benefiting by running away? If it's not doable, it's not doable. You're putter. If it's eating and drinking, if you're able to, whatever you're able to, you do what you have to do. And if you're not able, and if they're making unreasonable demands, you don't have to fulfill them. You don't have to worry about it. There's no reason to run away. Not only that, the Rambam says, Yanicham v'yelechlos. It's much me saying a din. Not only they don't have to take care of them, but a din. The Rambam says, if you can't do it, mishin ishtatu b'yoseh, the mom is crazy. So Yanicham v'yelechlo. Yitzav v'cherem lanhigim k'roi lan. Why is that a din that you should go away? It should be a p'tur. It's mashma, it's a din. And the Rambam's makor is from the case of Ravasi. And there he left her. It wasn't just that he didn't follow what she said, he left her. So you see that it's a din. Chora, that's why the Gemara is telling us that that's what Ravasi did. Ravasi did it, we told Din, that he was obligated to leave. So, it must be that the Rambam is holding, why would there be a Din? Because when she wants a husband who's as handsome as her son, so that's a fulfillment of her need and he's obligated. And then when he leaves, so then he's pater. And that's what's mechayiv him to leave. So, the ikar is that he should go to Makom Acher. Not that someone else should take care of him, but take care of them, but that he should go to makom acher. So why does the Rambam say v'yitzav acherim lanhigim korei lehem? The Icarus, he should go away. We don't find, by the way, in the story of Ravasi that he had somebody else come and take his place. We also have the sources we brought earlier, that not being present is not an excuse not to do Kibbut Aveim. If this is really something that he's obligated to do, and he was running away to avoid the obligation, we see by Yaakov Avinu that he was punished for not being around, for not being present. And Avraham Avinu would have been punished had it not been for Hashem's command to leave his father. So what does it help to go away? Unless you say that it's worse. It's worse to be present and not do it than to go away and not do it. We suggested before in the Ravid. So we really have to work out the sugi. You have to understand Shittas HaRamban, to understand Shittas HaRavid. We have a work cut out for us. So in order to understand this, we have to begin with to explain the Gidrei Chiyuv Mitzvos Aseh. Seidus Dekeinyin. Bir Halacha Tafrish Nun Vav, he asks on the Gemara in Kedushin 29b, in the Machlokes Rav Yudna Rabbanan, Hu Liftos Ubnei Liftos? If it's you can redeem yourself or your son first, who do you redeem? Chayech Les Leila He Slime Dekol Yam Bekoidim Uvnei. If you only have five slime, you come before your son. And the only machlekes is, if you have five slime b'shuabadim, five slime b'nei choyrim. So, ayin shama the Gemara, and then the Gemara also discusses, what do you do if you have enough money either to be paid to your son or to be able to regal? There's a machlekes about this. Yudin the Rabbanan. What do you do first? Do you oil the regal, or are you paid to your son? What takes precedence? The Bir Halacha asks, we paskin that you only have to spend on a mitzvah veris, you don't have to spend a fifth of your money. So how do you see in the Gemara that if you have five slime or ten slime, you have to spend it on mitzvah pidyon haben? Because the other case in the Gemara was talking about where he had altogether ten. But this is more than a fifth. He's spending all of his money. So what's pshat over here? How could the Gemara be talking about spending all your money on a mitzvah? You're not chayav more than a fifth. This is discussed by the Chalkos Siyayev and Dinei Oynes and Simon Zion. So he says, by Pidyon HaBen, it's not a kasha because it's Shibud Nechasim. So since it's Shibud Nechasim for Pidyon HaBen, it's pashat he has to spend all of his money. It's a kasha on Aliyah L'Regel. Yechitesi has to spend all of his money on Aliyah L'Regel. So the Bir Halacha is understanding that the Chalkos Yoyev. The Chalkos Yoyev says that by Pidyon HaBen there's a Shibud Nechasim. Therefore, since his Nechasim are Meshubad, he has to spend all five. However, the opinion of the Beis Halevi is, the Beis Halevi of the Bir Halacha is, that the Shibud comes because of the mitzvah. It starts with the mitzvah. And if there's no mitzvah, there's no Shibud. So therefore, he asks from Pidyon HaBen. We see a similar kasha in the Kisvei Agrach. According to Man Deomer, Shibud Olav Dairaisu, Priyas Balchoyv Mitzvah. So the Shibud, Chasim, is not Dairaisu. And therefore paying a Balchoyv is just a mitzvah, it's not a Shibud. You're in a Chasim Ram Shibud for the Chov Midairaisu. It's just a mitzvah to pay the Chov. So you don't have to pay a fifth. So that means you owe somebody money, you owe somebody $1 million, you don't have it, so you only have 200,000. Could that be? My fitam. You have a whole million. And if you only have $1 million, then you have to pay every last penny. Why is that? It's only up to a fifth. We also paskin that the mitzvah is some of the farach of aviyah. But they only have to pay up till the fifth. Never heard that. So the chayra, they have to pay all their money. So the chayra, it's pashut. That the whole din, not to be motzi yosem yichom yishal mitzvah veres, even though it's definitely not ones. In other words, why is he? He's not honest. He could pay the whole thing. He has it. So why is he potter? So Yisoda, because Be'emes ain't lo sedav, there's ain't lo sedvar mitzvah. B'chol she'ain lo shay chiyuv. In other words, he doesn't have the lulav, he doesn't have the tefillin. So he's not chayiv. Because the Torah is only mechayiv him to do something if he can do it. Just the very fact that he has a possibility, he has the option of buying it, makes it that he has the afsharut to do it. So therefore he's chayiv. In other words, he can buy it. You don't have tefillin, so you're putter from tefillin. So why are you chayiv in tefillin? Because you can buy the tefillin. So go and buy it. That's why you're chayiv. You're chayiv in tefillin because you have to go buy the tefillin. And in that we say that to pay more than a fifth, you're not mechuyiv. So buying it is not considered that you're able to do it. And therefore you're putter from the mitzvah. I was going to say, I wasn't able to make it. What do you mean you weren't able to make it? Why don't you get a helicopter? No. Renting a helicopter is not considered that you're able to make it. What is like that in life? What does it mean? I'm able, I'm not able. In other words, what does halacha define as being able? So the answer is, if you have the mitzvah to do, you do it. If it's in front of you, you have to do it. But if you don't have to do it, if it's not in front of you, the mitzvah, then you have to spend money on it. And being able to do the mitzvah, what's considered being able to do the mitzvah is that if spending money will only cost you up till a fifth. Up till a fifth, that's considered able. Beyond this, I wasn't able. It's too much money. I was not considered efsharut. And this is similar to what we see in the Rishonim, Yevamos 89b, in the Ritvan, Muga Yosef, or Ma Yerodeh Shenayin Dal Tziv Gimel, the Gabi Tumas Klan L'Meis Mitzvah. So in other words, it's talking about where you found the Meis Mitzvah in a place where there are no other Jews around, where there are no Yisraelim around to take care of the Meis Mitzvah. Then it's a Meis Mitzvah. But if you can pay somebody, that's not called a Meis Mitzvah. You don't have to pay. You can become Tameh. The Kohen can become Tameh. The Rabbina says, how's it different than any other mitzvah laws to say? You have to pay all of your money not to be over, so you should have to hire somebody. So the answer is the parish of Meis Mitzvah that permits Tumas Kohan. El de Meis Mitzvah. It's considered a Meis Mitzvah if you can't do it by through other people. Then it's considered a Meis Mitzvah. It's considered a Meis Mitzvah, nobody else can do it. And if you can't do it through other people, and the only way you can do it is by spending money, it's considered that you're not able to do it. And because as it is now, you're not able to do it. Meaning that either call the Jew, let the Israel do it, and then you don't have to become Tameh. But if it's going to cost you money, that's not considered that you're able to do it. You're not chayav to be motzi mamon. And therefore it's mutter midin meis mitzvah. That's Imri Bin and Simin Yotes. So you see that now he's in a matzav that he can't bury it. Even though he has money to rent, but that's considered unable. That's not considered able. So halacha doesn't require that, so that's considered that you're not able. In other words, the mitzvah is not right in front of you to do. It would cost you money. You say, how much money is considered that you're considered able to do it up to a fifth? And by meis mitzvah, nothing. You don't have to pay anything. If there's nobody's going to do it for free, you don't have to pay. So when you don't have the mitzvah to do it, you don't have to do it. You don't have to do it. Elamai, if it's possible to do it, you do it. And what's considered possible up till a fifth? So by Meis Mitzvah, it's talking about the Metzias. The Metzias is Eifshe. There's no other Jew around to call. And the Mitzvah say what makes it Eifshe is that it's a cost more than a fifth. And once it's more than a fifth, you're Patur. So this is the Yisod HaDvar. So Mitzvah Shem, in the next year we're going to continue. And we're going to see Mamish Niflos in the Hagdara of Chiyuv Kiyum Mitzvah. Please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.